As the University of Tennessee tries to raise its reputation nationwide, one of the key areas it's focusing on is scientific research. Specifically, UT is growing its relationship with Oak Ridge National Laboratory, one of the top research facilities in the country and conveniently located a half hour from Knoxville. WPLN's Emily Siner looks at why both institutions are eager to buddy up.
Jeremy Smith is a biochemist with an all-star resume. He studied at the University of London, Harvard.
Then I set a lab up in Paris, in France, for 10 years.
From there, he went to Germany's top biology university. But 9 years ago, he packed up his lab and moved to the University of Tennessee. The reason, he says, was not so much the university as something nearby.
Yeah, big toys. Big toys is the answer.
He's referring to the supercomputer at Oak Ridge, one of the fastest in the world.
It's like playing with 2 million laptops all at once, you know?
Smith is one of about 170 faculty who work for both the university and the lab in some capacity. That's a number that's grown fourfold over the past decade, in part because UT really wants to become known as a top-tier scientific research institution. Linking to Oak Ridge with its $1.4 billion budget is a good way to do that. It lures talented professors to the university, who in turn attract talented students and big research grants. Here's UT System President Joe DiPietro.
That's an area that's been pretty uphill work and a key item we need to do to advance in rankings.
And Oak Ridge is eager to partner, too, because it gets access to young talent.
The PhD students, you know, the kids in their 20s that are very enthusiastic.
That's Jeremy Smith again.
The National Lab benefits very much from the energy that these people bring to the research that's happening there.
Right now, about 150 PhD students study at both institutions. One Oak Ridge official says he wants to see that number grow to 400. And they're on their way. Earlier this year, the university and lab won a major grant to create a composite manufacturing institute, which will bring in more students and faculty to both. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.